Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Radio Network.
Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Robbie Kelman Baxter. He's with us. Robbie is the author of The Membership Economy. The Membership Economy. Folks, I want you to remember that name for that book, because it will help you. If you're not hitting on all cylinders, if you're not getting the business you want, if your customers that you used to do business with aren't coming back, they're not mad at you, folks. You're just becoming irrelevant to them. And one of the ways you can regain your relevance is through some of the things that Robbie talks about in her book. Robbie, thanks again for hanging out with us. TheMembershipEconomy.com, is that the website?
MembershipEconomy.com or PeninsulaStrategies.com.
All right. So check that out. Robbie, lay it out on the table for us. How do we build? Let's do the 1, 2, 3 by the numbers. How do we build membership type of a relationship with customers?
Yeah. So the first thing is start by focusing on your best customers. So look at all your customers and then say, these are the ones that really are the ones that I want to have more of. The ones that return. The ones that buy the products and services I'm selling. That are easy and pleasant to take care of.
They help. They allow us to make a profit.
Yep.
And they tell their friends about us.
Yep, those guys.
And their friends are like them, so we want more of those guys.
Yes, and then put those in your win category, and then look on the other side and say, these are the ones that aren't as optimal for me. So you can really see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
That's step two. And step three is optimize what you do. Refocus how you serve people based on what your best customers want more of.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep iterating and you keep improving. So, for example, let's say that you have a store and you sell, your general store, and you sell everything. But you notice that the best customers seem to be moms that stop in between after school and soccer practice to get their kids a snack.
Mm-hmm.
Well, gosh, maybe there's other things that moms want when they stop off. Maybe you might have pre-made dinner available. Maybe you might have diapers available. Whatever
mm-hmm.
it is they want.
Right.
And the great thing is, big companies. We were talking about Amazon in the last segment. They have to do formal market research, surveys, and all this stuff. All you have to do is ask them.
Walk up and look them in the face and say hi.
Yeah, hi. What else can I do for
what
you?
Else? Exactly.
What do you wish I had here?
What could be more fun than that?
Yeah, and so it's easy and it's fun. And the more you focus on your best customers, the more people who should be your best customers will recognize that you're the place that they should go.
There's a restaurant. I'm not going to say their name because I don't pitch things around here. But they make sandwiches. They make really good sandwiches, and they've got a website that any small company could have. And we go in there, and they already know what I've already left. I've already built a sandwich that I like. It has my name on it.
Oh, wow.
We can go in there. We can push a button, Jim's sandwich, and I can get a cookie or whatever I want with it, right? And within 12 minutes, somebody will deliver that to my office.
Wow.
They got my credit card. It's like Uber for sandwiches.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
What? I don't order sandwiches from anywhere else. It's just too easy. There's no reason why any small business. It's a franchise business, but that therefore means he is a small business owner.
Yeah, see, that's so great. And I don't know if he does this, but if he offered you a small discount for keeping a regular order in there, and said,
he hasn't offered me a discount, but I don't want a discount. It's a good deal. I'm different than a lot of people. I wanted to make a profit so he can stay in business.
Right.
I don't want a 35-cent discount.
You don't want them to lose money.
That's
But the thing that I'm thinking about is that sometimes when it's a repeated,
right.
for small business owners where the purchase is repeated, where there's a possibility for a forever transaction. Like, let's say you have a car wash, and people come in every week to get their car washed.
Right.
Well, what if you said to them that car wash $10. Well, what if you said for $30 a month, you get unlimited car washes and you don't have to come to the cash register, give us your credit card. You just...
And if you, how about this? If you give us 4 hours notice, we'll come pick it up and bring it back to you clean.
Yeah, that's even better. I love that. Because nobody wants to go to the car wash. They just want to have a clean car.
You've got to, in the membership economy, you've got to understand that more and more, and this is coming down market, folks, more and more people are valuing their time more than their money.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they want to achieve their full potential, right? And
yep.
And washing your car doesn't feel like, you know, as soon as that's done, mm-hmm. you can move on to the next thing on your
list. I'm a perfect example of that. I hate washing my car.
Right, but
therefore,
it's nice to have a clean car.
Therefore, it's dirtier than it should be.
Well, if you're going to, you know, Montana and all these awesome places, it gets dirty.
So, last thoughts. I got about 45 seconds. Wow us with your brilliance before you go.
Oh, last thought. Focus on the customer, take care of them, and follow them more than the products and services that you have today. And they'll show you where you need to go and keep you in front of your competition.
Whatever you need to be doing tomorrow or a year from now, that's inside your customer's head, isn't it?
Yep. Yep.
How many
and
times
they're happy to tell you.
They will. They
yeah.
will. And follow them home. I can't believe how many small businesses don't ask me for my email, Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Ask for email. Ask for contact information.
Send them your new offer. Send them your menu. Send them offers to do business with them. Hey, Robbie, I got to go. Will you come back?
Oh, I would love it. Thank you so much, Jim.
We've enjoyed having you here. Good job today. Robbie Baxter, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called The Membership Economy, and I really encourage you to check it out. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.